The Silken Cord That Binds Hearts, June 19. By Love Serve One Another. Love is the silken cord that binds hearts together. We are not to feel that we must set up ourselves as a pattern. As long as we think of ourselves and what is due to us from others, it will be impossible for us to do our work of saving souls. When Christ takes possession of our hearts, we shall no longer make the narrow circle of self the center of our thoughts and of our attentions. What a wonderful reverence for human life Jesus expressed in his life mission. He stood not among the people as a king, demanding attention, reverence, service, but as one who wished to serve, to uplift humanity. He said he had not come to be ministered unto, but to minister. Wherever Christ saw a human being, he saw one who needed human sympathy. Many of us are willing to serve particular ones, those whom we honor, but the very ones to whom Christ would make us a blessing if we were not so cold-hearted, so unkind and selfish, we pass by as unworthy of our notice. The great lesson of forgiveness must be more perfectly learned by all of us. The greatest wrong we can do to others is to be unforgiving if we think they injure us in any way. This is a most dangerous position for a professed Christian, because just in the manner in which he treats his brethren, so will the Lord of heaven treat him. We need to have higher and more distinct views of the character of Christ. We are not to think of God only as a judge and to forget him as a loving Father. Nothing can do our souls greater harm than this, for our whole spiritual life is molded from our conceptions of God's character. We have lessons to learn of Jesus' love. Be ye therefore followers of God, as dear children, and walk in love, as Christ also hath loved us, and hath given himself for us an offering and a sacrifice to God for a sweet-smelling savor. This is the height of the love we are required to reach. And the texture of this love is not tainted with selfishness.